This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hope Breakfast
with Laura
and Duncan.
Hello, it is podcast time. I don't know why we do these things, because doesn't everyone listen during the week?
Well, there might have been someone who was in like open heart surgery and missed us this week.
Okay, so just for you then, here is your podcast.
Should we do a countdown?
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Three.
100.
Oh, why do you always start high?
Okay, ready?
Three, two, one.
Are you ready?
Hope Breakfast
with Laura
and Duncan.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling kind of bleary-eyed and a bit under the weather this morning because...
You didn't have to take anyone to school today yet, did you?
No, well, yeah, it'd be a bit naughty dropping Ruby at school at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, exactly. I know her first day's coming up, but I don't think it's yet.
No. I was up watching the tennis last night, taking a walk down Nostalgia Lane. Gosh, it was fantastic.
Mm.
Nadal, Federer, 5 sets. Amazing. Yep. Did you catch any of it?
Nope, not a minute. I was enjoying my beauty sleep that is needed on a Sunday evening. I'm sorry. You know that I'm not a big enough tennis fan to get up at midnight to watch how it ends.
Well, I apologize because I am lacking beauty sleep and I'm probably looking a bit rugged this morning.
I make no comment.
Oh, it has to have been close to midnight when I got to witness this historic moment.
Been coming here for almost 20 years now, and I've always enjoyed it. And now my family does too, so thank you for that. And of course, I hope to see you next year. If not, you know, this was a wonderful run here, and I can't be more happy to have won tonight. Thank you very much, guys.
Now, a lot of people were saying that Federer was in kind of the twilight of his career.
Yeah.
But at 36, and as a fellow 36-year-old, I'd like to say he is obviously at the pinnacle of his career.
Yeah, well, but... For any sportsman or, like, tennis player, etc., isn't, like, 36 is toward the traditional end of the career.
Don't be like that, Laura. Serena Williams was 36 and she won as well on the weekend.
I'm not saying they have to give it up. I'm just saying it is going to be the conversation because both of them have done really, really well. Do they not want to, like, go out on top as strong 36-year-olds as opposed to, like, slowly going down the hill towards 40?
What are you putting me in that category? Slowly down the hill towards 40?
I didn't say that.
Oh,
that was your assumption. But we do want to celebrate the things this morning that you've given a go to that others have thought maybe you're too old for. Because even you doing jiu-jitsu, I mean, maybe isn't that a younger man's sport?
Oh, unreal. Yes, listen, it probably is a younger man's sport, but it is called the gentle art and I love it. And I will be doing that until I'm 90.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to get myself in trouble. So maybe I should stop. But 1-300-40-2020. What are you doing that others have said maybe you're too old for? Julie, hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. What are you doing at the moment that others have said you're too old for?
I'm a theme park junkie.
Oh, okay. Oh. So you're still riding the roller coasters. And may I ask, how old are you?
I'm 54.
Wow. Now, listen, I've been told that there's like a special balancing thing in your ears that kind of dries out in your mid-30s that means that you get seasick on roller coasters. Do you not get that way?
No, I mean, I do have motion sickness, but roller coasters, no, because your eyes and your ears and your body are doing all the same thing, so it's okay.
So what keeps you coming back for the thrill then?
Yeah, so I go to Wet n Wild every weekend, and any chance I can, I get overseas and go to all the theme parks.
Okay.
Wow.
So, Julie, I got to ask, which has been your favourite roller coaster to ride?
Probably Space Mountain in Disneyland, I'd say,
because
it's all in the dark. So you've got no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
That's like next level. Hello, Sharon. What are you doing?
When I was 60, one of my workmates talked me into doing Oztag.
Wow.
And I was okay until I got to the ground and found out how young all the people were.
Did you give it a go anyway?
I did. We did it for 2 years. So it was actually a work group, and it actually encouraged a lot of the younger people at work to give it a go as well.
So impressed. So how did your friend convince you to actually do it?
Well, she just said, you know, oh yeah, you can do it, come along. And I went, okay. And I'm a biggish lady as well, so I kind of thought, oh, it must be a nice easy game. But yeah, it pushed me and it was really good, but I'm not doing it now.
Sharon, did you tag anyone?
Once in 2 years.
That good on you.
That's my big goal.
Well done. I think if I played Oztag at any age, that'd be much the amount of my skill set.
Oh, it's good. You're never too old to pick up these things. And when someone says to you, nah, you're too old to do that, I say, power on through, you can do it.
Is that Pac-Man?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, yeah.
So I'll lead with the sad news first.
Oh, okay.
So this is my moment to share with you the nerdy things I know. Pac-Man inventor. He has sadly died age 91.
Are we talking about Mr. Nakamura?
That
founder of Namco.
Founder of Namco, maker of Pac-Man.
Oh.
He's passed away. I know. This is going to be a national day of mourning for many of the gamers amongst us. But
why would you open with that? It's 6:40 in the morning.
Because I do have some happy news, okay? Did you not hear the fact, first up, that he died at 91? That is incredible.
Okay, he had a really good lifespan then. That's for sure.
Is in the same day when news has come out saying that games can actually help the aging brain. So if you are able to play, it doesn't even have to be the high-tech expensive one. This can be things like just web surfing and I think playing like some Minesweeper and things like that. Having an active brain can stave off things like Alzheimer's, everything.
So I think fantastic.
Pac-Man inventor.
Do you remember when
you
used to go down to the corner store, at the milk store or the takeaway store, and there was a game machine out there, and you would play Pac-Man? Like you'd borrow 5-10 cents off mum. You'd have a few games.
You know, what's the one? It is the one where you pinball. The pinball machines. Oh my gosh!
Yes,
I would always go for those. 1-300-40-2020. What is your favorite arcade game? I also liked going to Intensity, which they used to have at shopping malls.
Okay, yeah, the arcade mall.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah.
And you could bash the crocodiles. The little face, their crocodile heads would come out.
I want to say that I've been to one of those places about 100 times, and I would always jump on the Time Crisis machine to play. It's the one that had the little guns that you could shoot baddies in.
Yeah.
That was always amazing.
1-300-40-2020. What was your favorite arcade game? Morning, Timothy. What was your favorite?
Used to love Daytona USA.
Oh, that was a classic car racing one, wasn't it?
That's right. And it's still around at some bowling alleys and things like that. It's timeless.
I think you see it at the cinema as well, but I seem to remember this was the one where you're just sitting there in front of it and I would always go gush and bash into the walls because the steering wheel's so responsive.
It was fantastic, wasn't it? Almost like real life.
Oh, now, when you find it, do you occasionally pop in for a little bit of a game?
I usually try and sit down in front of it with the kids lined up and we'll all pretend to be playing.
Good on you,
Timothy. Thanks for your call. Hello, 6 a.m. Jeff. Which one are you going with?
Street Fighter.
Hadouken! Oh, yeah. Ken and Ryu.
What just happened? I don't understand.
Why did you like Street Fighter, Jeff?
Well, I just like the concept of that all these people from around the world just walk onto a street and start fighting each other. I mean, that's incredible. It doesn't make any sense.
Wow. I don't know if we can condone the choice of Street Fighter.
No, it's true, man. When you think about it, it's like a completely ludicrous prospect that this is going to happen.
Thank you very much for your call.
I'm just very dorky right now, aren't I? Chocoholics, brace yourself. Sit down. Find a wall that's stable or potentially a door frame, and you need to hold on to it for a second because there is a global chocolate shortage.
Yeah, well, this we know. Don't stress us out further.
This is a huge deal that maybe one day there might be those delicious chocolate candy bars on the shelves, but don't fear.
Oh, here's the turnaround. Okay.
Here, Australia to the rescue because we have figured out how to triple the production of those cocoa pods that make the chocolate.
The cacao beans?
Cacao beans. Yeah. So apparently by spreading the pods at the base of the tree, it creates a habitat whereby the pollinators can grow and therefore tripling production of cocoa beans. Australia... We have solved the world's cocoa shortage.
It's taken me on an emotional roller coaster right now.
You were up, you were down, you were sad, but now you're happy.
We want to celebrate the small ways you do feel job satisfaction. And our producer, Ali, you've got a little bit of a movement going for the deli peeps.
Yeah, that's right. My hubby and I, when we go to the deli dudes at our local supermarket and we ask them for whatever, however much ham or salami, if they get it accurate within 10 grams, we're fist pumping for them.
Yeah, so we on the are first go, when they grab a slab of meat and it's like, boom, it's within 10 grams.
Yeah, you've got to feel good about that. That's an awesome achievement. I know for me, I used to be a barista in uni days.
Yeah.
And when I would fill up the milk and it would be the exact right amount for a cup of coffee, there was no leftover.
Yeah.
I was feeling stoked and I just wanted someone to, applaud that.
I had a moment with a deli person. And it was like a young kid. Yeah. And I said, 300 grams. And he put it on and it was like 586. Ooh. And he said, is that close enough? And one of the other deli operators just stared at him.
Yeah,
like,
no high five. No.
Well, we do want to celebrate your small moments of job satisfaction this morning. 1-300-40-2020. What is the little thing that you achieve at work that you just go, pat on the back?
A little personal celebration.
Hello, Anne. What kind of work do you do?
I clean people's homes.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
And when do you have that moment of job satisfaction when you have to celebrate?
In the bathroom, the shower screen, yeah, everyone's got the modern bathrooms have got the glass screen.
Oh, yeah.
And the see-through one, and I get in it, and it's really grotty from soap, scum, and stuff like that.
Mm.
And when I get it perfectly clean, it's so see-through, yet I can't see the glass. Love it. But you know what? I'm always disappointed. One of my clients texts me and says, great job on the shower screen, so I had to do it myself.
That's a super win. My little win is actually getting the little red flags off all of my emails.
Oh,
if
that's
I can
so good.
Unflag them, satisfaction right there.
On a day where we feel like the sun has the ferocity of 10,000 fires.
Yeah, wow. No exaggeration or anything.
Well, you can't understate it because we're going to hit a 40-degree weather day.
Yeah.
Some of us aren't blessed with having insulation in our houses, and finding ways to keep the house cool can be really challenging, but I have a solution for everyone.
Okay.
If you can't afford double glazing for all your windows, which is going to set you about tens of thousands of dollars, you can actually use bubble wrap. Oh, it sounds so sweet.
Sounds like someone hasn't, like, plugged the microphone in properly or something.
Oh, I don't know. I think there's something really satisfying about the popping of bubble wrap.
Yeah.
If you put it up, though, on all the windows, it functions exactly the same as double glazing and it'll give a nice university share house feel to your home.
That you can't see through when that you pop for entertainment.
Oh, semantics, Laura. So a team in the UK surveyed a bunch of families and found that siblings feel closer to having a pet than they do to having their brother and sister. So they actually form tighter bonds with these pets and would prefer to have a pet over a brother and a sister.
This doesn't seem super surprising, really, because when you're a little kid, I mean, this was a survey of mostly 12-year-olds.
It was.
You don't want a little brother. They're a little bit annoying. You don't want a big sister. They totally, like, want to know what your business is and what you're up to.
Well, I got a 6- and a 5-year-old. I reckon if I went home right now and said, Ruby, would you rather a dog or Max? She would take a dog any day because she'd be like, well, it's not nearly as annoying as Max. But I reckon if I asked Max, right, and said the same thing, he'd say, oh, I'd take a dog because it's not as bossy as my big sister.
Oh, see, they just listen. But the thing is, like, it's okay if you're in this moment right now because I know for me and my sister, she's the elder.
Yeah.
We didn't become, like, super best friends until I was about 15. So there is hope.
Well, hold on. You're saying that. I would love to hear Nat's side of things,
I
you know?
She would agree.
She would agree?
I'm not going to go into the fact that I was super nice to her and she was mean to me and then she needed to learn to like me who was just so nice to her. Like, I'll leave that off air.
1-300-40-2020. Nat, if you want to call the show, you're welcome to.
Moments ago, we were hearing how a survey of 12-year-olds proved that most little kids would prefer to actually have a pet than a sibling. Duncan, you gave the shout-out for my sister Natalie to call.
I did.
You know what? This is a brilliant turn of events. On 1-300-40-2020, your younger sister Zoe has caught up to share her thoughts. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning, Laura. Good morning, big brother.
How did I know that you were going to call in when this segment came on?
So, what was Duncan like as a big brother?
Well, dork is obviously, he was always very dorky.
But just remember, I've got a mute button in here.
For sure, but he was also very cool. So, when I heard that younger siblings would like pets, I actually just, you know, wanted to hang out with my big brother.
Oh, but the feeling wasn't mutual, was it?
Wasn't mutual.
No.
And then you got a cat. So I would like an explanation around why a cat
Didn't get a cat. Listen, you got to remember history, right? My mum and dad, our parents bought us cats, and I'm allergic to cats, and they knew that.
And we were going to call them Michelangelo and Donatello, but I couldn't spell it.
I like the names. Was that the ploy, though? Like, get Duncan a cat so he has to, like, run from the cat and into Zoe's arms?
No, it didn't work.
Didn't work.
So how long until you guys became friends?
It wasn't until I was, like, 22
or
something,
wasn't it? No, I'd like to hear Zoe's opinion.
I don't know.
I think that's probably fair. I think it's probably fair. And that stage we had dogs.
Yeah, because I think you went, in fairness, to, like, England or something.
I did, yes.
And then it was,
I came back and I was a better human.
It was after that I felt like we actually became friends.
Yeah, I left for 6 months.
Is that tragic?
Makes the heart grow fonder.
Wow, thanks for calling in, Zoe. I'm glad we got to have this little counselling session.
Wow, it just got really raw up in here, didn't it?
You guys this morning?
All emotional. Oh, Laura, we talk about the Screen Actors Guild.
Yep.
We talk about the Oscars and we talk about the Golden Globes, but we have neglected the greatest awards ceremony in all of Australia.
Yeah, what the...
That's what country is and what country does.
I have no clue who that is.
Are you talking about the Golden Guitar Awards?
I am talking about the Golden Guitar Awards.
It's Troy Cassidaly. You can't be excited about it and be like besmirch the idea that we celebrate movies without knowing who he is.
Well, that's actually pretty helpful because he actually won Album of the Year. How about this? Video Clip of the Year also went to O'Shea for The Truth Walks Slowly in the Countryside.
Why is it walking slowly?
Well, because it's in the countryside and because if it was in Sydney, it would be screamed at for walking slowly.
My eggs go just in the carton, 12-pack, right there on the second shelf next to my butter and my jams, etc. And then you pull out the carton and you use as many eggs as you like. I don't understand why you would bother to pull them all out and put them in those little things knowing that you're only going to have to pull them back out again at the end of the day.
But that's they look really nice in the little... You open the fridge and you can see fresh eggs stacked in the little egg holes ready to go.
But what if you open the fridge too wildly and they just crack and then you got egg yolk pouring everywhere?
No, because there's science that have figured out how to design the perfect egg hole.
Okay, so you're pro.
I am 100% pro. Everyone should be using egg holes in their fridge.
1-300-40-2020. Do you use the egg holes or do you not? Hello, Cara. How are you storing your eggs?
Well, we actually just take our eggs from the chicken straight to the fridge, so we don't actually use cartons. So the egg hole's a great idea. Our chickens produce far too many eggs. So what I find is I take the egg holders out and I cram that little shelf with as many eggs as I can. So there's lots of layers. So that has been a problem if somebody shuts the fridge too fast or opens it too fast.
Yeah, see, that's been my thinking. Do you put like some paper towel in between to give them a little cushion?
No, that sounds time consuming.
Oh, Cara, that's the same issue we have. I had one day with Max. We had our chickens at home had made so many eggs. Max opened it and four of those eggs shot out across the floor.
This is why carton all the way. 1-300-40-2020. Hello, Sean. What are you using?
Carton, definitely for me.
Yes.
Sean, you make no sense because scientists have engineered egg holes for your fridge.
Yeah, but my problem lies in the transportation of eggs from the fridge to the kitchen bench. Like, if I'm, like, scrambling eggs in the morning and I'm trying to get, like, four or five eggs, I don't want to have to be, like, you know, juggling eggs across the kitchen in order to get them to the bench. Like, I just want to grab the carton, pull them out, set them down.
Well, you can't carry five eggs in your hands where you got G.I. Joe hands? Hey. Sean, come on, man. You can carry those.
Yeah, well, not when I'm carrying other things in and out of the fridge. Like, it's just... No, like...
Okay, I got you now.
Thank you, Sean.
All right.
See, Sean is like the man who doesn't just get the eggs for your omelette. You're getting your capsicum and butter and whatever else as well. You can also jump in on the text line 0448402020. I particularly like what Eric has to say. He says, Duncan, you are not wrong very often.
Thank you,
but
Eric.
Today you are, because who uses egg holes? You are crazy. Amen. Well, you don't have anything to say back about that.
No, I can't believe Eric. I thought he was on my team and then he turned.
Are you using the egg holes or are you going for the carton with your egg storage? Morning, Jeff. Unfortunately, it sounds like you're on Duncan's side.
Well, look, someone's got to be on Team Duncan.
Oh, 6 a.m. Jeff, welcome back.
Thank you, guys.
How come you're using your egg holes?
Well, what else are you going to use them for?
Thank you.
They're egg-shaped holes in your fridge.
That's exactly
like
right.
You can't put a potato in them or something like that.
No, you're not going to put your Yakults in there, are you?
No. I mean, it's not 1995. I don't drink Yakult anymore. But, like, they're egg holes. and to the people who are saying, oh, I need to carry 12 eggs, when do you need 12 eggs?
Like, that's called a family meal, Jeff. When you're choosing your next holiday location and you're thinking, do I want to go where everybody else is going or do I want to go somewhere more secluded? If you're picking the former idea and you want to go where everyone else has, no, it's not New York. It's not London. It's actually Hong Kong. Hong Kong is the most visited city at the moment. 26 million people, visitors in a year have gone through there. I want to know whether they count, like, just if you have to do, you know, stop over in the airport and then you move on, because that is a lot of people.
That's incredible. It's the 7th year running that it's locked down this top spot.
New York and London do like get into the top 10, so they are up there.
Well, I got really excited about the story because I'm thinking, like Sydney, Australia's got to be in the top 10.
Yeah.
It's not in the top 10. It's not in the top 20. It's not in the top 30. It's 59th on the list.
Whoa.
Basically, everywhere in the world wants to visit everywhere else except Sydney. I'm so down about this.
Well, we are far away, but do you really want Sydney to be any busier than it already is?
No, that's true. Hooray for 59th. Yes! Yes, it is Feel Good Friday, and we want to celebrate your wins for the week. I'm celebrating baby Ruby started her first day of school, and Laura has embraced technology and is an IT juggernaut.
Just got a bunch of photos off her computer, felt really pleased about it. 1-300-40-2020. Hello, Isaac.
Hello.
Hello, what are you celebrating this Friday?
I got the teacher I wanted.
Yeah!
What year have you gone into at school?
Year two.
Oh, congratulations.
That is very excited to get a teacher you're looking forward to having.
Stepping up to the big time. Good morning, Jody.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. What are you celebrating?
It's my daughter's 11th birthday today.
Hey! Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Jody, when do you do a birthday party when it's like first days of school?
That gets really tricky. It's really tricky. So we postpone for a couple of weeks and let ourselves get settled into the year and we'll have it late.
Oh, nice.
Making it a big one. Good on you, Jody. 1-300-40-2020, celebrating your wins for the week, big or small. Good morning, Ophelia.
Good morning. How are you going?
Very well. Now, what are you celebrating?
I'm just giving glory to God because the news is my breast cancer has not grown, has not remained the same, has not shrunk. It has gone.
Oh, that is awesome.
So blessed. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, absolutely. Amen. You'll have to keep us posted, Ophelia, because we'd love to hear how the rest of your journey goes.
Thank you, Ophelia. That is incredible news. 1-300-40-2020. We want to celebrate your wins for the week, big or small.
Yep, you can jump on the text line as well. 0-448-40-2020. Morning, Sam. What are you celebrating?
Hey, it's my one-year wedding anniversary on Sunday.
Woo! Oh, congratulations, Sam. All right, man. Let us in. Any big plans for it?
I've got a few. Actually, I haven't thought about it that much.
You can't give away all your big tricks on radio, so that's okay. You got to keep it, you know.
Should it work?
Well done.
That is awesome news. 1-300-40-2020. It's Feel Good Friday, and we're celebrating the wins for the week.
Hello, Catherine. What is your win for the week?
Hello. I'm celebrating that I got permanent part-time hours.
Oh, brilliant.
What kind of work are you doing?
I actually work with ages and disabilities, but I didn't want to go full-time, so I was really happy that my part-time hours have been continued.
Woo-hoo! Oh, that's awesome news. You can also jump on the text line 0-448-40-2020. Matthew's also celebrating that he got a new job starting Monday.
Good on you, Matthew. Woo-hoo! And also 1-300-40-2020, Summer's on the line. Hello, Summer. What are you celebrating?
I got my annual leave to go on holidays, and it was really hard because we had three other staff that were taking annual leave at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So I got a week annual leave to go to Fiji with my...
Yay!
Good on you, Summer. Congratulations.
Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan.
So many Feel Good Friday moments. That is it, though, for our podcast.
What, are you pretending to be in a hallway or something?
I was going for some special sound effects. Maybe we should just leave it at that.
It's such an awkward thing.
See you next week.
Bye.
Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan, 6 till 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.